before you with thanksgiving, knowing that you are a good God. And I pray that the Holy Spirit can feel not only the one who speaks and also those who hear. And I pray that you open our eyes that we can see the wonderful thing that's written in your word. And help us to be drawn by the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ that is written in the scripture, and so that we are willing to walk in step with the Holy Spirit so that we can see your glory and receive your reward in due time. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So what's the result of submitting ourselves to God? And we can see that in the life of Paul and also in the life of those who listen to what he has to say. When Paul arrived at Ephesus, and there he found some disciples, around 12 in all.
他就有一些的門徒,大約有12個。
And he asked them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believe?
保羅就問他們,你有沒有受到這個聖靈的洗呢?當你相信的時候?
And they answered, no, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit.
他們說沒有,我們都從來沒聽過有聖靈賜下來這回事。
So in other words,
換個話來講,
they have been baptized, and they claim that they believe in Jesus, and yet they don't have the Holy Spirit.
他們就受了洗,他們說他們是信耶穌,但是就沒有這個聖靈。
And that's why when Paul write a letter to Ephesians,
當保羅寫信給以弗所的時候,
and Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13 to 14, that's what he said.
以弗所書1章13-14節。
And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in him with the seal, the promised Holy Spirit.
第13節, 你們敬聽見真理的道, 就是那叫你們得救的福音,也信了基督, 既然信他, 就受了所應許的聖靈為印記。
The Holy Spirit is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of His glory.
第14節, 這聖靈是我們得基業的憑據, 直等到神之民被贖, 使他的榮耀得著稱讚。
In those days, they heard the gospel, and yet they even been baptized, and yet they haven't had the Holy Spirit because they never heard of that.
在當時來講,他們聽了這個福音,他們相信甚至受洗埋的時候,但是仍然沒有這個聖靈,因為他們從來沒有聽過。
If that is what is happening in those days, I pray that it's not going to happen among the Christians in the Apostolic Bible Church of Alberta.
在以前有這些個案,我就祈禱,我希望我們自己使徒教會的弟兄姊妹不會這樣。
The Bible says, you were also included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed in the word of truth, and you were marked in him, in Jesus Christ, with the seal, the promised Holy Spirit. In other words, the moment you believe in Jesus, you're supposed to have the Holy Spirit coming into your heart.
回到以弗所書1章13節,你讀牧師講到,我們受了洗的時候,我們既然相信,就受了這個應許,就是這個聖靈作為我們的印記。
Who preached the gospel to them?
誰傳福音給他們聽呢?
And I believe it's the Apollo.
就是這一班的使徒,門徒。
Apollo.
Oh, Apollo.
Who preached the gospel to them is Apollo.
就是Apollo傳福音給他們聽。
And Apollo does not know as much as what Paul knows.
保罗当然咧就冇保罗知道嘅知识咁多啦。
There are difference between preacher and you know one preacher than the other preacher。
一个嘅传道人同另外嘅传道人咧都有知识上嘅唔同啦。
Take a look at the Acts chapter 8。
使徒行传第八章。
When Philip went to Samaria。
当这个腓利去到撒玛利亚的时候
，and Philip preached the good news of the kingdom of God。
腓利就讲到这个好消息，就是天国的事情。
天国的福音啊嘛，
天国的福音。
And the name of Jesus Christ, he preached about the name of Jesus Christ。
同埋系耶稣基督的事。
And in verse 12, and they were baptized。They were baptized both man and woman.
呢度就第十二节讲到就系连男带女都受了洗。
They believe in the name of Jesus. They believe the good news of the kingdom of God. And they even were baptized, and they haven't received the Holy Spirit.
佢哋喺呢度，佢哋俾人传就系神国嘅福音俾佢哋听。同埋耶稣基督嘅名，同埋佢哋加上佢哋受咗了洗，但系冇呢个圣灵。
Brother and sister, I want to stop here and let you know. You hear the good news, you hear the gospel, okay? And you believe in the gospel, and you even baptize in the name of Jesus Christ, okay? Philip baptized them in the name of Jesus.Apollos baptized them in the name of John the Baptist. They believe, they were baptized, they believe in the gospel, they believe in the right thing. Not necessarily those people who done these three things have the Holy Spirit within their heart. So you have to ask yourself today, before you leave this place, brother and sister, if you do not have the Holy Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.Okay?
所以弟兄姊妹们，你们听了这个好消息，你们听了这个福音，你们相信了，你们受洗了，你们认识主耶稣基督，就好像以前的腓利和阿波罗那样，他们同样为他们藉着约翰的施洗，但是他们仍相信这个主耶稣基督的名，但是他们仍然没有这个圣灵。如果弟兄姊妹，如果我哋冇呢个圣灵嘅时候，我哋就不能进入神嘅国。
I say that one more time. Acts chapter 8. The deacon Philip preached the gospel to those people in Samaria. They believe in the gospel, and Philip preached about the name of Jesus, and they believe in the name of Jesus, and they were baptized. They were baptized in the name of Jesus.Everything done the right, okay? And yet, they do not have the Holy Spirit. Father and sister, I would like you to write it down right beside Acts chapter 8. If you do not have the Holy Spirit, you do not belong to Jesus. You do not belong to Jesus, you are not saved. Okay? Romans chapter 8, verse 9. Anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to Christ. If you do not belong to Christ,Even though you hear the gospel, you believe in the gospel, you baptize in the name of Jesus, and yet you do not have the Holy Spirit, that means you do not belong to Jesus, you do not have eternal life, you cannot inherit the inheritance. You get nothing. You're wasting your time to come to the church. You understand? So brother and sister, I want to make sure anyone who comes to this church, you believe in the right thing, you did the right thing, and yetAnd I strongly believe there are some of those who still doesn't have the Holy Spirit. That's why the Bible recorded in Acts chapter 8. Am I right?
所以弟兄姊妹，好似腓利去到撒瑪利亞嗰陣時，佢要啲弟兄姊妹嚟到相信主耶穌基督嘅名受洗，藉著主耶穌嘅名嚟到受洗，但係佢哋仍然冇呢個嘅聖靈。好似喺《使徒行传》第八章呢度讲到，佢哋相信咗，佢哋传咗呢个神国嘅福音，认识咗主耶稣基督嘅名，佢哋甚至受咗洗，我哋亦都系未受到呢个圣灵嘅洗。 所以弟兄姊妹，如果我哋今日冇呢个圣灵嘅洗嘅时候，我哋就不能得救。好似罗马书八章嗰度讲到，如果我哋得救但系冇圣灵嘅时候，我哋其实系仍然未得救。
罗马书第八章第九节啊嘛 ，Romans 8:9 Would you please turn to it? You, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature, but by the Spirit. If the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. If you do not belong to Christ, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
Brother, sister, you got to know the truth. Hearing the gospel is important. Believing in the gospel is important. Baptized is important. All these things is important. But the end result is, do you have the Holy Spirit? You understand? Philip.Is the one who preached the gospel. Philip is the one who preached the gospel, the good news of the kingdom of God. Philip is the one who preached about the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Philip is also the one who baptized them in the name of Jesus. Everything is right. And then he walked away. Not knowing that, there are still some people. He did the right thing, but doesn't have the Holy Spirit.If 2,000 years ago is like that, and I strongly believe there are some people are like that too. You understand what I'm trying to say? So I pray, make sure today, after you hear this sermon, you have to ask yourself a tough question. Do I belong to Jesus Christ? If I do not belong to Jesus Christ, I have no eternal life. If I do not belong to Jesus Christ, how do I know that I don't have eternal life?Gospel of 1 John chapter 5, verse 12. Anyone who has the Son of God has life. Anyone who does not have the Son of God does not have life. If you do not belong to Jesus Christ, you don't have eternal life. And on top of that, you go ahead and translate.
牧师又是翻转头《使徒行传》第八章那里讲到腓利，腓利呢，他传神国的福音给他们。又讲到耶稣基督的名，佢又为佢哋男男女女嚟到施洗。腓利呢，佢做每一样嘢都系对嘅。咁然之后呢，就留低咗呢班嘅信徒。然之后呢，就唔知道呢，佢哋原来要受圣灵嘅嗰个嘅施洗。我相信喺2000年前有咁嘅事情发生，现在亦都有咁嘅事情发生。弟兄姊妹，我想你哋今日问你哋自己一件事，你哋系咪属于主耶稣基督？你哋系咪有呢个圣灵？如果你哋冇嘅时候，你哋就冇呢个嘅永生。喺约翰一书5:12嗰度讲到
，Don't just say that you belong to Jesus. You ask any question, they all say they belong to Jesus, but they don't have the Holy Spirit. Paul saying that if you do not have the Spirit of Christ, you do not belong to Jesus. Okay?
弟兄姊妹，唔好淨係口讲话我属于基督，我属于耶稣基督。你究竟有冇呢个圣灵？你有冇呢个圣灵嘅印记
？Okay, I give you some sign that you have the Holy Spirit.
我俾一啲嘅显示你，等你自己知道你有冇呢个嘅圣灵。
Right beside Romans 8:9, you write down Galatians 5:24. If anyone who claims himself to belong to Jesus Christ, he gonna crucify his own flesh.
喺罗马书八章九节嘅侧边，你写低加拉太书5:21。
5:21，我5写几多？
5:24。5:24，凡属基督耶稣的人，是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲。同钉在十字架上了。
Don't just say with your word that you belong to Jesus Christ. According to the scripture, if you belong to Jesus Christ, you crucify your own sinful nature. In other words, you willing to carry the cross. In other words, if I use one word, you submit to Jesus. Don't tell me that you belong to Jesus and you don't submit to Jesus. Submit to Jesus, that means not my will, but your will. Not my sinful nature, but your will. You understand what I'm trying to say? One word, submission. Okay?
是一句说话就是要顺服，好像这里讲到我们愿意跟随神，我们是属耶稣基督的时候，我们就要跟住神那个的旨意，不是我们自己的旨意，不是我们自己邪情私欲 的意念，我们就是与主耶稣基督同钉十字架。
So what's the difference between Galatians chapter 5 verse 24 versus Gospel of John chapter 3 verse 3 and chapter 3 verse 5? What's the difference between Galatians 5:24 and Gospel of John 3:3 and 3:5?
加拉太书五章二十四节同埋约翰福音三章三节、三章五节有咩唔同咧？
And Gospel of John chapter 3 verse 3 and 5 is the first step, and then Galatians 5:24 is the second step. It's the next step.
在约翰福音三章三节、三章五节是第一步，然后呢第二步就去到加拉太书五章二十四节。
Jesus Christ tell us the truth. What's the truth?
主耶稣基督将这个真理讲了给我们听，什么是真理？
He said, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he is born again.
人若不重生就不能见神的国。
Why do I need to be born again?
为什么我需要重生呢？
If I'm not born again, I will be controlled by my sinful nature.
如果我不重生，我就会被自己的邪情私欲来到控制。
Right beside born again, you write down Romans chapter 8 verse 6. If I control by the sinful nature, that is death. If I control by the Holy Spirit, that's life and peace.
如果我在这个重生旁边，你写低罗马书八章六节，这里我读给大家听下。体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
If I wasn't born again,
如果我没有重生，
I cannot be controlled by the Holy Spirit.
我就不能够被圣灵充满。
I'm controlled by my sinful nature.
我就被自己的邪情私欲控制。
Evil desire.
是这些的邪情私欲，
my compassion,
我自己 喜欢做的事，
by my flesh,
我自己肉体喜欢做的事，
the end result,
结局
is dead,
就是死。
So that's why I don't want to die.
所以若果我不想死的话，
I need to be born again.
我要需要重生。
For the Bible clearly stated that anyone who is in Adam is dead. Anyone who is in Christ, there's life.
圣经很清楚讲到，边个仍然是属亚当的就属死，边个是属神的就有生命平安。
Would you please turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15? 15:22. For as in Adam all die, no exception, all die, so in Christ all will be made alive. You want to remain dead, or you want to be?Alive. You want to be alive, you need to be born again.
在这个哥林多前书十五章二十二节，在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督众人也都要复活。
In Adam, all die, all, no exception. In Christ Jesus, all will be made alive. So in other words, we need to belong to Jesus. We need to be born again.Does it make sense?
在亚当里面的时候，这里讲明是众人，即是没有一个是免疫的，众人都死了，在基督耶稣里众人也都要复活。
So that's why Jesus declared to each and every one of us, no one can see the kingdom of God unless you are born again.
所以在这里主耶稣明明确确地跟我们说，人若不重生就不能见神的国。
And no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water, this is water baptism, and born of the Spirit, the incoming of the Holy Spirit. Having been baptized is not good enough. You have to ask yourself, did the Holy Spirit come into your heart? If the Holy Spirit come into your heart, then you're willing to carry the cross and follow the will of Jesus.
第五节呢度主耶稣话：人若不是从水和圣灵生的，就不能进神的国。你就要问你自己，圣灵有冇入住你嘅心里边？如果你神有神圣灵有入住你嘅心里边嘅时候，你就可以嚟到背呢个十字架，遵行神嘅旨意。
Right beside the water, you write that Acts chapter 8. The deacon Philip.Baptized the Samaritan with water in the name of Jesus, done the right thing. And then he left. He didn't know that. Has to be born not only with water, has to be born with the Holy Spirit too.
在这个水的旁边你写低使徒行传第八章就是这个腓利这个执事他来到去为弟兄姊妹来到受洗只是水洗但是没有这个的灵洗。
And his water baptism is better than Acts chapter 19, the one who is done by Apollo. Because Apollo baptized people in the name of John the Baptist, not in the name of Jesus. So that's why Paul has to re-baptize them again. You understand what I'm trying? You go to Acts chapter 8, Apostle John come,to Samaria, Apostle Peter come and ask them, do you have the Holy Spirit? They say no. Then he didn't baptize them again because they were baptized in the name of Jesus by Philip. But whereas Acts 19, they were baptized in the name of John the Baptist. John the Baptist's baptism is baptism of repentance. You understand what I mean? So that's why Paul has to baptize them again and then lay hand on them to make sure that they have the Holy Spirit. Brother, sister, if you are not sure that you have the Holy Spirit within your heart right now, although you have been baptized, although you believe in Jesus, make sure today you raise your hand and you come up here and I'm going to lay hand on each and every one of you that who those people who are not sure, I want to make sure that you have the Holy Spirit. Is that fair?
好似第八章呢度腓利，起码腓利喺第八章使徒行传嗰阵时，系藉着主耶稣基督嘅名为佢哋施洗。但系当我哋去到第十九章使徒行传嗰阵时，阿波罗系用约翰嘅洗礼为佢哋施洗。佢哋约翰嘅洗礼系悔改嘅礼，所以我哋见到保罗佢特别再一次同佢哋洗礼，用主耶稣基督嘅名为佢哋洗礼。同埋特別按手佢哋喺頭上，以致聖靈能夠降臨喺佢哋身上。弟兄姊妹，我哋知道我哋已經信咗耶穌，我哋受洗咗，但係我哋今日或者冇聖靈嘅印記，所以如果弟兄姊妹有需要嘅時候，可以出到嚟，我今日為佢哋按手嚟到藉著求神嚟到聖靈降臨喺佢哋身上。
Brother and sister, Apostle Paul is just like.An expert in his own field. When he meets the disciples, the first thing he asks them, do you have the Holy Spirit? You understand? Because you have no Holy Spirit, you're not going anywhere. For sure you cannot see the kingdom of God, for sure you cannot enter the kingdom of God. You're wasting your time. You understand what I'm trying to say?He's the excellent preacher. Based upon Acts chapter 8, he's a lot better than Philip. And based on Acts 19, he's a lot better than Apollo. He knows what he's talking about. And those 12 disciples hear what Paul has to say and believe in it. Paul says, you believe in me? Then I will baptize you. Are you willing?They submit to Paul's teaching. They're willing. Paul said, you submit to me, let me lay hand on you so that the Holy Spirit come upon you. And then they prophesy and they preach in tongues. And they know they have the Holy Spirit now. You understand what I'm trying to say? That's the result of submission to God. If you're a proud man, say, wow, come on, Paul.You say that
You know, whatever you teach me is the first time I heard that. I never heard of that. And Apollo is a good servant of God. I belong to Apollo. I don't have to listen to you. If they don't submit to Paul's teaching, that means they don't submit to Jesus' teaching. They don't submit to Jesus' teaching, they don't have the Holy Spirit. And you say, Pastor John, how can you make it so serious? I don't believe in Paul, that means I don't believe in Jesus. Let me write it down to you. I want you to remember that. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 37. Paul says, what I'm writing to you in the Bible, what I'm preaching to you in verbally, they are the commands of Jesus. You reject it, you reject Jesus. He didn't say it once. He said it numerous times. 1 Thessalonians 4:8. Say that again. Could you read that, these two Bible verses?
哥林多前书十四章三十七节，若有人以为自己是先知或是属灵的，就该知道我所写给你们的是主的命令。
Whatever he say to you, that is Jesus' command. You reject it. You don't reject the word of man. You reject God who give you the Holy Spirit. You reject God who give you the Holy Spirit. You have no Holy Spirit.You're wasting your time to come to a church. You understand what I'm trying to say?
帖撒罗尼迦前书四章八节，所以那弃绝的不是弃绝人，乃是弃绝那赐圣灵给你们的神。
And in those days, they don't reject in Paul's teaching. They're willing to be rebaptized, right? In the name of Jesus.And then Paul laid hands on them, and the Holy Spirit come upon them. From then on, they belong to Jesus Christ. From then on, first of all, I know that they are born again, because they born through the water. They're willing to die with Jesus. They know that in Adam, all die. In Christ Jesus, all will be made alive. I want to transfer from in Adam to be in Jesus Christ. So that's why I need to baptize, die with Jesus, bury with Jesus, and rise with Jesus, and then I'm born again through water. And after that, after water baptism, I have to ask myself, do I have the Holy Spirit? If I don't, I tell the truth. Just like the 12 disciples tell Paul, do you have the Holy Spirit? Say, oh, no, we don't have the Holy Spirit. We never heard that we can receive the Holy Spirit. If that's the case, make sure you come up here, and I lay hand on you.And from this day on, you have the Holy Spirit. Okay?
like Paul here talking about, Paul and them talking, ask them, do you have the Holy Spirit? They say, we don't have the Holy Spirit, we've never heard of it. But these people, they believe in God.他们再一次来到受洗充满圣灵不单止水洗加上灵洗就好像说如果我们属于亚当的时候就是死如果我们属于主耶稣的时候就有生命平安所以我们就好像主耶稣那样一同死一同埋葬同埋同主耶稣基督一起复活好像这十二个的使徒一样他们听了保罗的话以致他们被圣灵充满他们能够说方言又说预言的话就证明了他们是被圣灵充满
OK, now
There's a question here, Pastor John.
OK I want to do it now, OK, sure Anyone who want to come up here, can come up here Before I do it, I want to remind you, What I'm doing here now is the foundation of our Christian faith. Unfortunately, a lot of pastors and a lot of elders, a lot of deacons, they don't even know that. If they don't know it, they don't know how to ask the right question. But when Apostle Peter in Acts, they know how to ask the right question in Samaria. And when Apostle Paul, he know how to ask the right question in the church of Ephesus. You know how to ask the right question. You know that this is the foundation of our Christian faith. If we build a building without the foundation, that building eventually gonna collapse. Okay? And how do I know this? What I'm doing right now here is the foundation of our Christian faith, because it's clearly recorded in the book of Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1 to 2. In here, I know that this is the foundation of our Christian faith. Three pair is a six item. The first pair, what's the first pair of our Christian faith? The first pair is repentance and trust in God. This is first pair. The second pair is baptism and laying on of hand. Baptize people is not good enough. You have to lay hand on them. Make sure that they have the Holy Spirit. That is the foundation of our Christian faith. Okay? So in other words, Acts chapter 8, what they are doing is right. John and Apostle Peter go to Samaria and lay hand on them. They have been baptized. That's good. Checklist. Okay? But they have no Holy Spirit. That's why I got to lay hand on them. Make sure that they have the Holy Spirit. So what I'm doing, although it's the first time you heard of that, but doesn't mean this is a mystery. No, this is not mystery. This is the foundation, kindergarten of our Christian faith. You understand what I'm trying to say? The third thing is the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ and final judgment. This six pair, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, is the foundation of our Christian faith. Could we take a look? So we move a little bit. We see that in both in Chinese and in English, in Hebrew chapter 6, verse 1 and 2. Take a look to see whether this is the foundation of Christian faith.
牧师今日讲到，而家佢今日所要做嘅嘢。 就係我哋信仰嘅根基，希伯来书6章1至2节，讲到6样嘢係三对嘅，就係懊悔死行、信靠神係一对，各样嘅洗礼，讲到呢个水礼同埋灵礼，按手之礼，就係第三对，就係死人复活同埋永远嘅审判。
In other words, if you just have repentance and do not turn to God, you're not saved. I give you a proof. You write down Judah.
如果你只是懊悔, Judah
repent. Judah repent. The betrayer, Judah, repent. In Matthew chapter 27, but he did not turn to Jesus. And he hanged himself. He go to hell. So having repentance, not good enough. After repentance, you turn to Jesus. You turn to God. Then you are good to go. Secondly, after baptism, it's not good enough. Make sure that you have the Holy Spirit. You have no Holy Spirit, you got to lay hand on Him. This is the biblical teaching. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I'm not telling you something that's mystery. Right? Thirdly, resurrection. If there's no resurrection, there's no judgment. Because Jesus resurrected, there's judgment. So that's why we have to prepare ourselves to face the future judgment. If I have the Holy Spirit within my heart, after laying on hand, I know I will pass the judgment because I belong to Jesus. Am I right? These three pair, six teaching are hand in hand. Okay?
这三对的是大家是手牵手的。如果我们只是有懊悔死行, 而我哋唔信靠神嘅系冇用，好似犹大咁样喺马太福音27章，佢知道自己有错，但系佢冇嚟到去转去投靠神，所以咧佢系唔得救。
佢转去投靠边个啊？佢投靠祭司长、投靠长老、投靠文士。佢话我呢家盯错咗，即系出卖咗耶稣，我发现我错咗，呢度冇找耶稣。耶稣 still alive at that time, he could have go to Jesus, right? Turn to Jesus is very important after repentance. If you don't turn to Jesus, it's no use that repentance. You understand?
同埋跟住第二对就系、是、洗礼嘅教训，就系、是、有呢个水洗同埋灵洗，跟住就会按手喺我哋头上，以致我哋得着圣灵嗰个印记。第三样就系死人嘅复活同埋永远嘅审判。如果主耶稣冇复活嘅时候，我哋就要面对呢个永远嘅审判。而家主耶稣复活咗嘅时候，我哋就唔需要面对呢个永远嘅审判。
Okay, now that you know, this is God's word. This is not man's word. This is not my idea. You don't believe in me. You believe in God. If you have that faith, you still want to be laying on of hand.Then I'm going to do it. So,
你要知道、这个、
I'm going to do one by one.
这个你要知道，这个不是我的说话，不是我的意见，是神的说话。如果你们弟兄姊妹仍然愿意我按手在你们头上的时候，我就会逐一个来到去做。
You have a question? 头痛。Our Heavenly Father, as I lay hand on the sister gay lamb,According to your commandment, according to your teaching, because in Psalm 145, verse 13, all your promises are faithful. As your servant, act upon your promises, laying on of hand on your beloved sister, Gay Lamb. I pray, O Lord, that You're going to send your Holy Spirit and dwell within her heart from this day on until he sees you face to face. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, now you go back. Our Heavenly Father, I do the same to our dear brother Herman. As I lay hand on him, I pray that your Holy Spirit is going to come down upon his heart.And dwell in his heart from this day on until he sees you face to face. For if we belong to you, we will overcome, we will pass over the judgment. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Your name. Our Heavenly Father, as Chris come before you and want to have the Holy Spirit from you,I pray that since he believed in you, have you been baptized? Since he has believed in you and baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray that your Holy Spirit can come down upon him, just like what happened in Acts chapter 8, just like what happened in Acts chapter 19. I pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, as I lay hand on your beloved sister,Gabby, and she wants to have the Holy Spirit dwell within her heart. I pray that the Holy Spirit from this day on come into her heart and dwell with her until she sees you face to face. I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, I lay hand on your beloved sister, Emily, and I pray that you send your Holy Spirit and fill her with your Holy Spirit.And let your Holy Spirit dwell within her heart and never leave her until she sees you face to face. I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, as I lay hand on our sister, Sally, I pray that you're going to fill her with your Holy Spirit. Let your Holy Spirit dwell within her from this day on until he sees you face to face.I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, as I lay hand on Daniel, And I pray that the Holy Spirit going to come down on Daniel and dwell in him and use this fellow to be your preacher in due time. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, as I lay hand on Hilbert, your beloved son, I pray that the Holy Spirit going to come down on him as what is happening in Acts chapter 8 and Acts chapter 19. For all scripture are God-breathed. It's good for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. The reason why you write down Acts 8 and Acts 19 so that we receive the same kind of blessing, just like in those people in Samaria and those people in Ephesus. Because God, you are impartial God. Anyone who believes in you and believe in your promises, for the Bible clearly stated that in Psalm 145 verse 13, all your promises are faithful. I pray that you're going to deliver your promise and send your Holy Spirit upon Hilbert so that not only he know that he belongs to you, he has a deposit guaranteeing that he's going to inherit the inheritance. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, as I lay hand on your beloved son, Brian, and I pray that he truly belongs to you. I pray that you're going to send your Holy Spirit come upon him and dwell within your heart and never leave him from this day on until we see you face to face, so that he be faithful in serving you among the fellowship, leading the Bible study. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, as I lay hand on Katie, this lady belongs to you. And I pray that from this day on, the Holy Spirit is going to come upon her so that she understand what she believe as she truly believe in you. And I pray that you're going to fulfill your promise to her and give her the Holy Spirit and let the Holy Spirit dwell within her heart and never depart from her until she see you face to face. I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, as I lay hand on Andy, your beloved son, and I pray that you're going to send him the Holy Spirit so that he not only obey his parents at home, he also obey God's servant in the church. He also obey his boss in the working place. And I pray that you fill him with the Holy Spirit and your Holy Spirit can dwell upon him and never depart from him as you promised to us in the scripture. I pray all this in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, as I lay hand on Ayin,
Okay?亲爱主耶稣，阿燕这个姊妹是属于你的，求你按住你的应许，在诗篇145篇13节，英文里面讲得很清楚，你所应许我们所有的应许，你是信实的主。 你应许咗之后，你会成就。你藉着呢个仆人保罗讲得好清楚，任何一个人信奉呢个福音，就是我哋主耶稣基督。信佢嘅就领受呢个圣灵。主啊，呢个系你讲嘅。你应许呢样嘢嘅时候，当你嘅仆人按住你嘅说话嚟为佢按手嘅时候，亲爱主耶稣，你就按住你嘅应许，将你嘅圣灵降临喺佢嘅身上。 从今时直到永永远远，永远唔好离开佢，好似呢个约翰福音所讲一样，以致呢个姊妹系永远属于你，得着你嘅祝福，奉耶稣基督圣名而求，阿门。牧师，可唔可以要求你为我啲孩子们祈祷？
Has to be out of his own mouth. Okay, I cannot force him. Okay? Because anyone who believes, according to Romans 10:13, if I don't believe, I won't cry out to him. Okay? I know either you believe. Here I know you believe. But I cannot do it on behalf of Moses and Miriam. He has to out of his own mouth to say that, Pastor John, I want you to do that for me. Then I can do it. You understand what I'm trying to say? It's not by compulsion. It's by willing. If you have a willing heart to do it, and I'm going to do it. Does it make sense? Okay? Now, so turn to Acts chapter 19.
使徒行傳19章.
Those people who submit to Paul's teaching. Those people in Ephesus submit to Paul's teaching.
以弗所人他们顺服保罗的教导.
And that means they submit to the teaching of Jesus Christ.
他们就是顺服主耶稣基督的教导.
Jesus Christ said, if you submit to me,
主耶稣说你顺服我,
you believe in me,
你相信我,
you have faith in all my promises,
你对我所作的应许你们有信心的时候,
and I'm going to deliver my promise to you by giving you the Holy Spirit.
我就会将我的应许就是我的圣灵赐予给你们.
And after John baptized them with water, after Paul baptized them with water,
当保罗用水洗来为他们施浸的时候,
in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ,
用主耶稣基督的名,
and Paul right away lay hand on them.
保罗就按手在他们头上.
I want you to write it down right beside lay their hand on them. You write down Hebrews chapter 6 verse 1 and 2. So what this pastor, what this apostle doing, is not doing out of his own imagination. He do it out of God's will, out of God's commandment. So that's why, as he lay hand, the Holy Spirit come.
所以在这个按手在他们头上那里，你写下希伯来书6章1至2节， 保罗所做的事是按着圣经所做，当他一按手的时候，就是按着，照着这个圣经所讲。
Will you please go back to Psalm 145, verse 13?
145:13.
The Chinese one doesn't have that, but the English one, they have that.
在中文是没有的，但是英文有的，13节那里下半句。
The Lord is faithful to all his promises.
神是对他自己的应许是信实的。
What did he promise?
他应许了我们什么呢?
You write down Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13 to 14.
以弗所书1章13-14节.
Two things.
第两样嘢。
You believe in Jesus Christ.
你相信主耶稣。
He give you the Holy Spirit.
他就赐你圣灵。
When you have the Holy Spirit,
你有圣灵的话,
for sure you can go to heaven and inherit the inheritance.
你就承继了这个基业的凭据。
Two promises.
两样嘢。
First promises.
两个应许。
You have the Holy Spirit.
第一样你有圣灵。
That means you have the salvation.
你就有这个救恩。
Secondly.
第二,
you have the inheritance.
你就有这个基业的凭据。
So in those days,
在当时来讲,
they believe in it.
他们相信,
they got it.
他们就领受了.
Those who do not believe,
他们不相信的话,
they don't get it.
他们就领受不着.
Okay? How many of them believe?
有多少人相信呢?
Verse 7, 12 of them.
第七节, 12个人.
In verse 8,
第八节,
after this incident,
经过这件事之后,
Paul entered the synagogue.
保罗就来到这个会堂,
spoke boldly there for 3 months.
放胆讲到3个月,
arguing persuasively about the kingdom of God.
在这里辩论神国的事.
After Paul baptizing them, after Paul laying on a hand on them, after that, Paul talked about the kingdom of God.
保罗在跟他们洗了礼之后，保罗又按手在他们头上之后，保罗就跟他们讲到神国的事。
Now, I want to show it to you. A lot of preachers, they don't talk about kingdom of God. They talk about heaven. And that's wrong. Okay?
好多嘅传道人佢哋冇讲到神国嘅事，佢只系讲到天堂，咁样系唔对嘅。
If those people cannot enter the kingdom of God, they cannot enter heaven.
如果你连进神国都进唔到，就进唔到天堂。
And what's the kingdom of God?
咩系天国嘅事咧
？You write down Revelation 11:15。
就喺启示录十一章十五节嗰度讲到
，The kingdom of this world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of Christ, and Jesus Christ will reign forever and ever.
启示录十一章十五节佢呢度讲话，世上嘅国成了我主和主基督嘅国，他要作王，直到永永远远。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 13 talk about guaranteeing that you're going to inherit the inheritance. That inheritance not only inherit the kingdom of God on earth and also inherit the kingdom of God in heaven.
在以弗所书一章十三节呢度讲到，十四节呢度讲到，我哋得着基业嘅凭据，唔单止我哋喺世上得着呢个国，直接到我哋以后仍然永永远远承继神呢个基督嘅国。
I found out that a lot of pastors, especially in Christian church, they don't talk about the kingdom of God. So that's why a lot of Christians they are lazy. They are not prepared themselves to enter the kingdom of God.
好多現今嘅傳道人，佢冇講到神國嘅事，所以我哋而家咧就好多信徒變咗懶惰，冇好好預備我哋自己嚟到去承受呢個基督嘅國。
After you are born again, then you can see the kingdom of God. After you are born again with water and with Holy Spirit, then you can enter the kingdom of God. Because you have the privilege to enter the kingdom of God, you have the blessing, the grace.The mercy from God that you can see the kingdom of God. So that's why Paul talked about the kingdom of God. And that's why I'm going to talk about kingdom of God, right? Because I want you to make sure you know what you're getting. Is that fair? I think that's a good deal, okay?
所以当我们受了这个水洗和灵洗之后，我们就有这个权利，我们有这个祝福，我们有这个恩典。可以能够见到神的国，所以保罗在这里之后他就开始讲到神国的事。
Jesus said, truly, truly, I say to you, no one can see the kingdom of God unless he's born again. Now, those people who are already born again, those who are born again, I want to make sure that you're going to see what you're going to see.
所以
right? And then, those people who born with water, with Holy Spirit, then you can enter the kingdom of God. I want to make sure that you can enter the kingdom of God so that you prepare yourself right now. How are you going to inherit the future inheritance? Does it make sense? I think that picture is very good. Paul is very good. Okay?
所以主耶稣说，我实实在在的告诉你，人若不重生就不能见神的国。所以现在保罗已经跟他们水洗灵洗了之后，就教导他们怎样好好来到预备来到见神的国。
Now,Go back to Matthew chapter 19. Matthew chapter 19.
马太十九章.
Let's hear what Jesus say to them. Okay.
睇下主耶稣点样嚟到同佢哋讲.
Matthew chapter 19, verse, well, I may as well start the beginning, verse 16.
我在16节那里开始讲。
Those who are reading Chinese, you just open the Bible and read along, okay?
中文的我们就这样打开，跟着牧师一起读就行了。
Okay, save the time, 19:16. Now a man came up to Jesus and asked, Teacher, what good things must I do to get eternal life? Why do you ask me about what is good? Jesus replied, There's only one who is good. If you want to enter life, obey the commandments. Which one? The man inquired. Jesus replied, Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony, honor your father and mother, and love your neighbor as yourself. All this I have kept, the young man said. What do I still lack? Jesus answered, if you want to be perfect, go sell your possession and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me. When the young man heard this, he went away sad because he has great wealth. Then Jesus said to his disciple, I tell you the truth, it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. I want you to remember, talk about the kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of God. For God is in heaven. Am I right? So don't get, okay, is the kingdom of heaven is different from kingdom of God? No, kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of God. Okay? I'll keep reading. Which words that I'm 24? Okay, yeah, 24. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eyes of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. So the kingdom of heaven is the kingdom of God. Verse 25. When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and asked, who then can be saved? If this man cannot be saved, he's done so many good things, if he cannot be saved, who else can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, with man, this is impossible. In order to get saved, you rely upon yourself, it is impossible. You have to rely upon Jesus, rely upon God, then you can be saved. Because salvation is by grace through faith. So, with God, all things are possible. Peter answered him, we have left everything to follow you. What then will there be for us? Jesus said to them, I tell you the truth. At the renewal of all things. What does it mean by at the renewal of all things? You write that down. At the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ comes back the second time, everything will be renewed. You write that down. Write that down, second coming of Jesus Christ. As a renewal of all things, you write down Isaiah chapter 55. That's the renewal of all things. At the renewal of all things, at the second coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will also sit on the 12th throne, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And everyone who has left houses, or brothers, or sisters, or father, or mother, or children, or field, for my sake, will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and many who are last will be first. So, how are we going to prepare ourselves to enter the kingdom of God? How are we going to prepare ourselves to enter the kingdom of God?
我们怎样可以预备我们自己能够进入神的国呢?
We have to carry our own cross.
我们要背十字架。
I want you to write down, right beside Matthew chapter 19, verse
29,
everyone who has left houses or brother or sister or father or mother or children or field for my sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life also. In other words, Jesus did not just say, oh, you believe in Jesus, you baptize, you have the Holy Spirit, then you're all set to go. No, he said that you have to forsake something. Then you have to serve me. You have to carry the cross. But he's going to reward you. Whatever you lose for me, whatever you forsake for me, I give you back 100 times. That is an encouragement for us to prepare ourselves to enter the kingdom of God. You understand what I'm trying to say? Jesus, in the Bible, he didn't say, oh, believe in me, then you have eternal life. No, he said that if you forsake for me, I give you 100 times. On top of that, you have eternal life. That's how he teaches. It's not like the pastor say, oh, believe in Jesus, I baptize you, all set to go. No, it's not all set to go. Start serving him. That's why Paul arguing persuasively about the kingdom of God. He's telling you, what do I have to do? What else do I have to do in order to enter the kingdom of God, not empty-handed? I want to get 100-fold. You want to get 100-fold? Then Jesus is going to ask you, what have you forsaken for me? Do you remember that we have a hymn song like that? I die for you. I do this for you. I do that for you. What have you done for me? Right? That, I guarantee you, this is going to be in the final exam, the question. I guarantee you. I guarantee you. Then you can name. I forsake my job. I could have been an engineer. I now become a pastor. When I face persecution, I still stand firm by your grace. And I keep on preaching. You understand what I'm trying to say? You could have get that. Now you don't get it. I give you 100-fold. And I'm going to hold on to Psalm 145, verse 13. The Lord is faithful to all his promises. And am I going to get that? In those days, there's a family, he only give birth to a daughter, don't have any son. And when the father passed away, all the daughter gathered together and talked to Moses. It's not fair. Just because I'm a female and I don't inherit the inheritance, and Moses didn't know how to answer because Moses didn't want to oppose God. So Moses seek God and ask God, what should I do? God say, because they asked for it, they had this man's daughter, they got it. You understand? If we ask Moses, we get it. How much more if I ask Jesus, who is more faithful into his promises? Jesus is more faithful to his promises than Moses. Am I right? So if I go to Jesus, Jesus, you are faithful to all your promises, and you said that if I forsake my job, forsake my houses, forsake all these things, what do you give it to me? 100 times. Am I right? That's how I prepare myself. I want to make sure the Apostolic Bible Church Christian, they not only be able to enter the kingdom of God, they can see what they're going to get ahead of time so that they are well prepared. They show you the final exam question. All you have to do is practice it. You practice it. You fail once, okay. Because the Bible clearly states that in Proverbs, the righteous person, although fall and stumble 7 times, I will raise him up. You understand what I'm trying to say? Who are the righteous ones? The one who belongs to Jesus. The one who has the Holy Spirit. So keep on. When you fall, rise up. Fall, rise up. And that's how we learn, right? Keep on doing it. One of these days, we're going to make it. Okay?
19:19 現在只是講到你相信神你信了主你受了洗你就變了其實未變所以保羅這裡他為門徒洗了禮 然之后按手喺佢哋头上之后，仲嚟到去教导佢哋辩论神国嘅事，以致佢哋可以能够得着。而家弟兄姊妹要记住，好似牧师成日教导我哋，今日咧就好似俾咗我哋大考嘅卷我哋，只系我哋知道呢啲题目，我哋已经知道晒啦。我哋要好好嚟到预备我哋自己，知道点样嚟到进到呢个天国。好似以前有啲人为到摩西嚟到祈祷，摩西都嚟到应允佢，何况而家我哋要向我哋嘅主耶稣嚟到祈求嘅时候，主耶稣岂唔系再更加听我哋嘅祷告吗？好似牧师讲到喺箴言书，佢话义人
虽然七次跌倒，
都仍然能够站起嚟。所以我哋而家去学习嚟到进入天国嘅时候，我哋已经知道晒啲题目，我哋可以好好地嚟到去预备。
Okay, let's go back. Matthew chapter 25. In Matthew 19, only tell the positive aspect. Those who forsake for Jesus, those who forsake for the kingdom of God, and he gonna get a hundredfold. What about those people say, oh, I don't want to serve God. I believe in Jesus, I'm good to go. So,I have a word for you, Matthew chapter 25.
所以好多弟兄姊妹睇到马太十九章嘅时候，呢、这个系正面嘅教导，即系话咧 ，OK， 我哋咧为神撇下咗呢啲嘢，我哋就能够得到一百倍。咁如果有啲弟兄姊妹话我唔想要撇下咧，咁又点啊？咁我就同你哋睇下第25章。
Matthew chapter 25.Verse 18. But the man who received the one talent went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. That means that fellow refused to serve God. Now what happened? Verse 28. Take the talent from him and give it to the one who has 10 talents.For everyone who has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him, because he's lazy. He refused to serve God. He ignored God's teaching. He ignored God's warning. And then throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness. Brother and sister, in the kingdom of God, there's no darkness. If he was thrown out into the darkness,That means he go to hell. I'm not saying salvation is by work. I am saying salvation is by grace through faith. Through faith. You know, what is faith? Faith in believing that God give me a talent to serve. I don't bury that talent into the ground and not serve it. Whatever he give it to me, I'm going to use it to serve God. Some.We save 5 talents and we produce 5, get 10. God say, you are good and faithful servant. Some get 2 talents and we produce another 2, get 4 talents. God say, you are good and faithful servant. The one who receive blessing from God and thinking that he is a wise man, I have insight, I do this kind of investment, I make the money. I don't need easy. I tell you one thing, that fellow will be thrown into darkness.And he's not saved. Why? Because he has no faith in the Bible that is written in Matthew chapter 25 regarding talent. Whatever you have is come from God. And God's going to ask you, are you going to entertain yourself using in your own way? You can keep on doing that. One of these days he's going to say, just like he said to King Saul,I feel sad to bless you. I want to take away the blessing and give it to the one that came down. He wouldn't deserve it. Am I right? I want you to read that. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23. Read that, the end result of the one who received a talent. a talent. Talent is 75 pounds. Whether silver or gold, I don't know. It's a talent. Talent is 75 pounds. Whether it's silver or gold, it's a lot of money that God gave it to you. But he has something to require of you. He requires you to reproduce. He requires you to use it. You do it your own way, the end result is 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 23. How he treated King Saul, he will treat you the same way. Okay? Read that.
撒母耳记上十五章二十三，悖逆嘅罪与行邪术嘅罪相等，顽梗嘅罪与拜虚神和偶像的罪相同。你既厌弃耶和华的命令，耶和华也厌弃你作王。
When God spoke to you, you reject him. God say, I'm going to reject you. I want you to write down, he also reject you as king. I want you to write down, rejected you as king. Right beside that, you write down Jeremiah.Jeremiah chapter 18, 7 to 10. And I'm not speaking the word of man. I'm speaking the word of God. If at any time I announce that a nation or a kingdom or a person is to be uprooted, torn down, and destroyed, and if that person,I won't repent of his evil way, then I will relent and not inflict on it the disaster I have planned. Those who refuse to serve God, God say, throw him into the darkness. If he's scared of that warning, he repent and turn around and do something about that, God say, oh, I relent. I'm not going to do that. 18 verse 9, Jeremiah. And if at any time,I announce that a nation or a kingdom or a person is to be built up and planted. If I announce that I'm going to give you blessing, and I indeed bless you, and if he does evil in my sight, refuse, reject my command, and do your own thing, serve your own will, and does not obey me, then I will reconsider the good I have intended to do for you. I take it away.And give it to King David. Does it make sense? What Jeremiah is saying is exactly what Samuel is saying. Why? I want you to write it down. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 11. Whether the word from Samuel or the word from Jeremiah, they all come from one shepherd. That's our Lord Jesus Christ. Come from one shepherd. That's the greatest shepherd.So they talk about the same thing.
在耶利米书十八章，我同大家读一次七节至到十节。我何时论到一邦或一国说要拔出拆毁毁坏我所说的那一邦，若是转意离开他们的恶，我就必后悔，不将我想要施行的灾祸降与他们。我何时论到一邦或一国说要建立栽植，他们若行我眼中看为恶的事，不听从我的话，我就必后悔，不将我所说的福气赐给他们。这里讲到撒母耳记上的说话和这里耶利米所讲的说话是一模一样。我又和大家看一节圣经，传道书十二章十一节，智慧人的言语好像刺棍，会中之师的言语又像钉稳的钉子，都是一个牧者所赐的。
智慧人的言语就是撒母耳所讲的说话，而跟着呢，会中之师的言语就是耶利米所讲的说话。这两个先知所讲的说话都是从一个牧者耶稣基督出来的。 In other words, you look at Matthew chapter 25,Thrown that guy into the darkness. I relent. I don't want to give you a blessing now. I take it away. I give it to someone else. Can he do it? You reject my word. I reject you as king. I take it back. I give it to King David. Can I do it? They all say the same thing. They all come from one shepherd, my Lord Jesus Christ. That's why Jesus say the same thing. Don't deceive yourself, man. Don't ever tell me I'm king. You see, look at me. I get so much blessing. The Lord must bless me. I know the Lord bless you. I know that. But you need to repent, man. You need to repent. Do you know how much the Lord bless you so that you can repent? Romans chapter 2, verse 4 and 5. You ignore this preaching, he's going to take away the blessing and give it to someone else. He's going to give it to someone else who is better than you. That's how we prepare to enter the kingdom of God. Does it make sense, brother and sister? I think it makes really sense. Okay, make a lot of sense, right? Yeah.
神喺呢度赐福俾我哋，其实就要我哋嚟到去悔改，好似罗马书二章四节，神系俾我哋嘅恩慈、宽容、忍耐，都系其实要我哋嚟到领我哋去悔改。好似如果扫罗王佢唔听神嘅话，神会将佢嘅祝福拿开嚟到赐俾佢嘅承继人，就系大卫王。
King David is not his son. He cannot pass it on his inheritance to his own son. They all die. That's really sad. That's the fulfillment of Jeremiah chapter 18. Brother and sister, John chapter 1 verse 16, from the fullness of his grace, we can receive one blessing after another. Don't follow the footsteps of King Saul. Receive one blessing as king of Israel and then do your own thing. I want to receive blessing after blessing. Does it make sense? If you want to receive blessing after blessing, that means once you hear God's word, you say, God, I repent. I turn around and do your own will. God say, I'm very happy. I'm very happy. I keep on blessing you and encourage you. Does it make sense? From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. In other words, when I hear the word of God, when I realize that I rejected God's word, I turn around. From this day on, so help me God, I want to follow you. Following you do me a lot of good. Does that make sense? And do you know how? That's good stuff.
约翰福音一章十六节呢度讲到，从他丰富嘅恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。好似扫罗王佢自己管理呢个以色列国嘅时候，佢只系领受到一个恩典，佢就满足，然之后就冇悔改。但系我哋呢度会同神讲，神你祝福咗我嘅时候，我就悔改回转，以致你嘅祝福恩上加恩嘅临到我哋。
You know when do we serve God? When we realize that we have done so many bad things.We fail Jesus. We don't follow his will, and yet he still gives me so much blessing. I feel so ashamed. I say, Lord, I want to do something for you. Right?
When we repent, it's when we know we still sin, offend God, but God's grace, God still blesses us. We repent and say, Lord, when you bless me, I want to come to your face to serve you. In 1985,
I left my company.And start up my own company from scratch. And the first job that I got, I worked for Campbell, that company called Campbell. And they gave me a check for 1 week, $3,000. I say to myself, should I just give 110 or treat this as the first fruit? First fruit means the fruit tree bear the fruit.As the first fruit, and it will come the second fruit. And I know what it means by first fruit. First fruit means it belongs to God. So I just write the check, deposit the check, and then write check, $3,000, and give it to God. Lo and behold, a month later, I got a project, and I can make $60,000 in 2 months.If you don't receive blessing, if you don't get talent, you cannot serve God. You serve because He gives you first. You love Him because He loves you first. He wants to make sure that all you have belongs to me. You don't know that? He wants to prove it to you that you know it. He's going to take away everything that you have. Then you bow down and humble. But don't learn it this way. Learn it in the good way. You understand? Bible says in the prophet Haggai, gold belongs to me, silver belongs to me. I can give it to whoever I want. I can take it away from you and give it to someone else. You understand? Right? That's good stuff.
在1985年我离开了我的工作，就自己开了一个公司。有一个店铺呢，他就头一个星期呢就给了3000元我。咁我就自己諗，我應唔應該十一奉獻，定係咧當呢個支票咧係好似神俾我投生？我知道投生嘅意思，即係話咧完全係屬於主嘅。咁我就諗咗之後咧，我就將3000元咧就奉獻咗俾神。喺即係好奇妙，神祝福我咧，就俾我咧就接到一個嘅工程。喺兩個月內咧，我就賺到60000元。所以弟兄姊妹，如果我哋话我哋自己有呢啲嘅他连德嘅时候咧，我哋要去服侍神，其实神已经将呢啲嘅恩赐，将呢啲一切嘅嘢咧，已经为你预备咗。我哋唔好以为我哋爱神，因为咧我哋爱神之前咧，神已经爱咗我哋。所以我希望弟兄姊妹，唔好咧要神攞走晒我哋一切嘅嘢。以致我哋要计喺神呢度嚟到去谦，先嚟到去学习谦卑，好似哈该书咁讲到，金系我嘅，银系我嘅，我哋所有一切都系神嘅，所以咧即系唔好要等到咁嘅事情发生嘅时候咧，我哋先喺神面前嚟到学习顺服。
In 1984, before I lost the job, I hear the sermon as if I heard it from Jesus.And at that time, I have already offered tithing already, but he wanted me to offer more. So I say, how much? He said, 3,000. In 84, I write a faith pledge, 3,000. And then I get a job, 3,000. I know this is from the Lord. I give it back to you.
1984年我自己要被公司解雇的时候，我就听到一个的讲道，一个的
解雇之前，
解雇
之前85年我先离开嘛，84年
我就听到一篇的讲道，我知道是从主耶稣那里而来的，十一奉献就是将我们十一来到奉献给神，但是我自己写了一个信心的奉献，我就写了3000元，那神就给了我一个的工程，就有3000元了。
And once I make the 60,000, the flesh come up. The mind controlled by the sinful mind is death. The mind controlled by the Holy Spirit is light and peace. You know, at that time, I live so close to West Edmonton Mall, I say to my wife, I think I want to buy Mercedes-Benz, you know? And I just go to West Mall, and then what do I see? I see the Volvo 760, top of the line, champagne color. Oh, I like it.And I make a down payment, $3,000. $3,000 down payment. And then when I get home and study the scripture, and Lord Jesus said to me, oh, today you are very, very happy, eh? I say, yeah, I'm extremely happy. It's the first time I buy a brand new car. Top of the line. Hit the seat. And motorized, you know. I can press the button, it can move forward and move backward, you know. And Volvo is very safe. Once you get money, you want to live longer, you know.So when I get home, the Lord say, you are very happy, eh, today? Say, yeah, this is the first time I bought a brand new car. And the color that I want is a very popular color, but they don't have in stock. It's all the way from Sweden. I say, I like it. So I wait for 3 months. I'm going to get it. And the Lord say, do you know that the money that you spend belongs to me? Did you ask me for that?Then I know he's not happy with that. I say, if you don't like it, then kill the deal. Then I don't need that car. And he killed the deal. 3 months later, the car dealer called me. He said, Mr. Lam, the car that you order, we miss ship it to Calgary.
but I can ask someone to drive it back here and give you $500 discount. I say, can I not take it? He said, yes, you cannot take it. You can do that. We refund it. I refund it. And I, you know what I buy? I buy the Volkswagen. And then I drive that Volkswagen all the way to New York, pack everything that I can. My daughter has a seat at the back, and we drive all the way from Amazon to New York to be the pastor. And I have peace within my heart. When I see Jesus, I say, Jesus, I could have bought the Volvo, and I can be a Volvo dealer. I will have 100 Volvo. You understand?
当牧师做工嗰阵时，头一个嘅工程咧就攞咗60,000人，60,000人咧，咁佢个嗰啲邪情私欲就出晒嚟啦，咁佢就攞住啲钱就去 Westminster Mall， 佢系第一次咧就想买一架新车，因为牧师咧之前冇揸过新车嘅，
全部旧车啊，
佢
一拍住架车，全世界都听见我咣咣咣咣咣咣咣咣咣，乜法啦又烂啊咩啊烂啊，原来话里面。哦，全世界我嚟紧噶啦 ，everybody when I park the car there，everybody move on move on move move。You know, they're so afraid that they get so close to me. You know what I mean?
佢本来想买架 Benz， 点不知咧，收尾睇咗嗰个 Volvo 系最高等噶啦，就 Volvo 760。咁佢就摆咗3,000蚊 down payment， 好开心。咁翻到屋企睇圣经嗰阵时，佢话神就话你好今日好 happy 啦，系咪啊？咁佢话系啊，好 happy 啊，买咗架新车。点不知原来牧师俾咗3,000蚊 down payment， 要等3个月后佢嗰个颜色先到。點不知3個月後呢、這個卡嗰度咧，即係嗰個公司就打俾佢，話對唔住啊林先生，我哋將你嗰個車咧運送咗去 Calgary， 但係我哋可以揸翻上嚟，俾翻500蚊減多500蚊俾你。咁啊，牧師問佢哋，如果我唔要得唔得？唔要你都得。咁牧師咧就將嗰3,000蚊嗰啲嘅首期咧全部攞曬翻嚟。
Brother and sister, all you have.Doesn't belong to you. You cannot boast about that. According to 1 Corinthians, all you have belongs to God. If you boast, boast in the Lord, because He gave it to you. Whatever He gave it to you, He can hold you accountable to it. You cannot spend according to your own way, man. You have to spend according to what He wants you to spend.And one of these days, he's going to ask you, what have you forsaken for me? And what have you done for me? You say, well, I haven't done anything for you. But then I tell you, when you see him face to face, he won't give you 100-fold. You haven't done anything for him, right? Now we start doing something for him. I say to the Lord,I could have stayed in a good house, my own house. For you, I don't own a house. So that I can move anywhere I want. If you want me to go, I move on. And God can ask you, what have you done for him? What have you spent for him?1989 is the year I offer myself as a living sacrifice to Jesus and follow him to be a preacher. Before I offer him, I think it's a month or two before that, I hear the preaching. And then I'm moved by the Holy Spirit.I write down the faith pledge on top of the tithing. 20,000. I don't know where I get the money. That's how he moved me. I write 20,000. 2 months later, he said, I want you to be a preacher. When I moved to New York in 1990, I set up the account in Edmonton.I folded my company, I write a check, 20,000.
I say to myself, I could have been offered in the New York church. But this church, they don't offer money to God. So God said, don't offer in that church. Offer back to Edmonton, Edmonton Chinese Alliance Church. I write a check. $20,000 plus whatever I make is around $26,000. Send it back to Amazon. Do I lack anything? I don't. And the Lord protected me all these years. That's why when I pray for Daniel, the best job is to be the pastor, to save souls. Misericordia Hospital in York Bay Hospital spending so much money in medical equipment is to save a soul, eventually he has to die. When I save people through the word of God, if I push clearly, I can save them eternally. Am I right? On top of that, they can go to heaven, not with the empty handed, because they're going to prepare themselves. And that's the best job. I keep praying for my daughter Joyce, one of these days she's going to be sick and tired of her job and want to be the pastor. That's the best job. When you can save other people, you will save yourself, you save your own family. And the Lord will bless you. And I think that is good. This is how we prepare ourselves to enter the kingdom of God. I have shown you what it is like in the kingdom of God. In the kingdom of God is twofold. One is earthly kingdom, one is heavenly kingdom. Because you haven't enjoyed your life on earth. Jesus says, it's not fair. You forsake for me, I give you 100-fold so that you can enjoy your life for 1,000 years. When I reign on earth for 1,000 years, you can reign on earth for 1,000 years. After 1,000 years, I let you enter into heaven. The Bible not only talk about kingdom of God is in heaven. The Bible talk about kingdom of God is on earth first. Whatever you forsake for me, I give you 100-fold. And then you enjoy in the good old age. Now let's get it. Is that God fair? He's very fair. He's very fair. As the Father has compassion on his children, the Lord has compassion on those who serve him and on those who fear him. Right? He's going to bless you.
Edmonton去到New York的时候, 他在离开之前, 再加上他自己11奉献之外, 他仍然写了一个信心的奉献, 就是2万人。 所以他去到New York的时候, 纽约的时候, 他就寄回一张支票, 就是要承诺他自己这个信心的奉献, 就是2万人。 加上他当时工作的薪水, 大约是2万6银, 他就写了一张支票, 寄回我们当时Edmonton的这个宣道会。 所以我现在希望祈祷求神, 但以你Daniel Fung, 他会有一个这个job, 就是能够做传道人。 这个job是很好的工作。 现在好像我们弟兄姊妹在Misericordia, 或者在大学医院做工, 你可以救人, 但是你救完人之后, 这些人都仍然会死。 但是我们现在的工作，牧师的工作就是救人的灵魂，告诉人这个永生的道理。所以我都希望我的女儿Joyce能够有一天厌倦了她自己的工作的时候，她都能够出来传道，能够不单止救自己，仍然能够救你的家人。所以我们现在就好好预备我们自己怎样能够进入这个天国。 神已经去了我们不单止我们将来会有这个天国的奖赏，我们现在也都会在地上有这个奖赏。无论我们为神牺牲了什么，撇弃了什么的时候，他会一百倍来到给过我们。我们不单止在这个世上享用神给我们100倍的偿还，将来神仍然给我们千禧年的国度。 我哋享受咗千禧年嗰个角度之后，就可以入到呢个天堂同主耶稣能够一齐。所以呢、这个我哋做父亲嘅，我哋亦都会将最好嘅嚟到俾过我哋。何况我哋天父嘅更不将最好嘅嚟到俾我哋咩？就系、是、俾我哋侍奉佢同埋敬畏佢嘅人。
父亲点样怜恤服侍佢嘅儿女，天父也照样怜恤侍奉佢嘅仆人，怜恤佢。净系去到天堂，冇喺地上睇到呢啲福气 ，That's not fair. And God is a fair God, right? He's gonna let you reign for 1,000 years. Okay? Those people.You only enjoy this life, they're going to regret. What I'm saying now in here is not out of my imagination. It is from the Bible. It is from the Bible. Don't receive 5 talents and earn 5 more. Jesus said, you can reign with me over 10 cities. That means you become king.For that 10 cities, let's say, see the Edmonton, see the Calgary, see the St. Albert, see the Ladue. Oh man, you guys gonna work for me? Am I right? Think big, man.
所以我哋将来可以同神作王1,000年。而家我今日同你所讲嘅嘢唔系我自己幻想出嚟嘅，呢啲全部都系喺圣经嚟到讲。好似呢个5个他连德嘅人，佢投资咗之后，佢为神工作嘅时候，佢攞咗5个他连德。神就话你将来可以喺我嘅城里边管10个城，所以或者系Edmonton 呢个城市、Calgary 嘅城市、Lethbridge 嘅城市，所以我哋要好好嚟到预备我哋自己。
Our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks. You have written down everything for us to follow. Those who follow you, those who submit to you, will definitely enjoy good results. Not only on earth, in the kingdom of God, also in heaven, in the kingdom of God.We give you thanks. Give you thanks for recording all these promises and all these warnings, both in the New Testament, also in the Old Testament, so that we can study back and forth and knowing that what we believe is genuine truth. No counterfeit, not falsehood. We know what we believe.Because we know that you are faithful to all your promises. You are loving, trust all you have made. You are so kind to us. You give us so much. You let us enjoy our life. And then you ask us, what have we done for you? Open our eyes that we can see.If we boast in the Lord. If we boast on the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. So that through this cross, we know that we belong to you. We crucify ourselves. Through this cross, we crucify this world. So as to receive the new heaven and new earth. As it is recorded.In Isaiah 65, as it is recorded in Isaiah 55. In these 2 chapters, we know what the new heaven and new earth is like. We give you thanks. By that time, we can enjoy the fruit of our labor, just like what we have heard in Psalm 128, those who fear you, those who serve you, will enjoy the fruit of their labor.And we're going to enjoy for 1,000 years. We give you thanks. We strongly believe in what we hear. And I believe
That is exactly what Paul has said to his audience. And I pray that every time when your servant opens his mouth and explain your word, explain it clearly. Everything according to what is written both on the Old Testament and the New Testament. Those people who receive so much blessing from you and refuse to serve you, they will regret. Just like King Saul, just like High Priest Eli, but those people who are faithful in serving you, like King David, like Prophet Moses, like Daniel, all these people, like Apostle John, Peter and Paul, they all will receive blessing in due time. For you are faithful to all your promises. Our Heavenly Father, encourage us. Open our eyes that we can see the wonderful thing that is going to be in the kingdom of God. And help us to be able to enter the kingdom of God. Not to be empty-handed, but with a lot of fruit. Just like what Peter said. So that we bear more fruit. We're not only a nearsight, we don't want to be nearsight, only see what is happening now. We want to see far away what happened in the future. So that we prepare ourselves for that. I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.